KHO News Talk 810. I am Carell. I know I've cut back on the singing, but sometimes I just got to. Aretha just takes over. 8080810 8080810. Judy from Laguna Beach, one of the co-sponsors of this bill, was telling me before the break, I had asked her, how are we going to get compliance and enforcement? And during the break, someone in the chat room asked Judy, and I think it's a valid question, is it up to law enforcement, meaning police, or is it up to animal control to hand out these tickets?
Yes, it's animal control. So three ways. The first one I was briefly was voluntary compliance. The second one is when they go out on their regular calls. They get called animal at large, you know, barking and aggression. And, you know, most of the time, and they would tell you 98.9-tenths of the time, the animals are unaltered, and that's part of these behavioral issues and why they're out roaming, et cetera.
You know, I have no problem if animal control is called on an animal that in order for the owner to get the animal back, it has to be spayed or neutered. I have no problem with that because the animal has proven to be a nuisance and the owner has proven to be irresponsible.
Well, and this is how it's going to happen. So then they say, okay, you know, here's your fix-it ticket. Now, as of before,
literally,
yes, it's a real fix-it ticket.
Yes.
And you're going to get 30 days. And, you know, most of the time, like these animal control agencies all have voucher programs, et cetera. So they'll say, you know, here you can go do your $20 spay and neuter. And so then, you know, the reason why we put that $500 fine on there in the beginning was we wanted to make it so high that, of course, it would always be better to go and spay and neuter because we want compliance.
Right.
And that's, you know, that's all we want out of this thing is compliance. Just to let you know, in the year 2005 in California, we brought in over 840,000 dogs and cats, and we killed over 450,000. It cost the taxpayers $259 million. So this is, we are in a crisis, Carell. We are in a crisis. This is not, oh, let's just educate and see if it'll work anymore. We've been trying that for many, many years, and we are now at a shameful place that we have got to do something, and we've got to do it now.
All right, Judy, stay on the line with me. Jay, if you can put her on hold, because I'm going to take other calls, but if there's a question that I can't answer, it's good to have one of the sponsors of the bill, you know, here with us, just in case, okay? Let's go to Terry in Clovis. Welcome to KGO.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
I just want to call and tell you that I think it's a great idea, but it's a bad law. I'm a registered veterinary technician, have been for about 17 years at an emergency and critical care facility in Fresno. So as far as people letting their female dogs having one heat cycle, unfortunately, with every heat cycle, their chances of breast cancer go up about 10%.
Oh.
So we shouldn't wait.
Right.
As far as it being mandatory, I think it's a real personal choice. I think it's best for animals, of course, because I see the worst of the worst. However, there's going to be some patients out there that aren't good surgical risks, aren't good anesthetic patients, and what about them? And also, down the line, are we going to see, you know, these mass amounts of low-cost spay and neuter clinics opening with, and I work for probably the most wonderful profession in the world, but there's always bad seeds in everything.
Mm-hmm.
So could there be down the road somebody that, you know, is doing too many to make money, cutting costs on sterility, not using sterile packs, not using good drugs, you know, not having them on gas anesthetic, things like that. So I just think it's a great idea, but a bad law.
Okay, great. Thanks for your call, Terry. Let me ask Judy her comments on what was just said. Judy?
Well, the first thing I think she was saying was that there's problems with the animals. We have medical exemptions. One of the sponsors of the bill, along with me, is CVMA, California Veterinary Medical Association. And so while we craft the language, because I am an animal person, as you know, being an ARF board member, is that, you know, the health of the animal, right? So it was their job, being the vets, to tell us, you know, how do we write the language that the vet always has the upper hand? So what we say in the language in the very beginning is that, yes, we want you to spay and neuter at 4 months, and the reason why we pick 4 months is because cats frequently get pregnant at, well, 4.5 months even, but at 5 months when they go into their first heat and they're out in the neighborhood, boom, they're pregnant. And that's where we get feral colonies from and all the extra cats that we're killing. So that's the first thing. But what the vet said is, well, give us 75 days after that 4 months as a buffer in case we're not comfortable with, let's say, the cat or the puppy is a little underweight, they might have a respiratory problem. If there's just something not right, we don't want to have to spay and neuter at 4 months. We want the buffer. So we said, okay. Right. So that was the first thing we wrote into the language. The second thing we wrote into the language was that if the animal is unhealthy or too old, I'll give you an example. When I was in Dana Point, I rescued a cat that was probably about 18 years old. She came to us with renal failure. This cat was in horrible condition. She lived 2 years after that. And let me tell you, that cat could have never been spayed or neutered. You know, as soon as you put her under anesthesia, boom, she would have been gone.
Right.
So those are the types of exemptions that are in there, and that the vet always has the upper hand. If that cat or that dog can't be spayed or neutered, by golly, they're not going to be.
All right, let's go to, and thank you, Judy. Let's go to Diane in San Francisco. Welcome to KGO.
Thank you very much for having me. I want to state that I really don't understand where Judy has gotten her numbers from. The state health department numbers do not match the numbers that she's saying how many animals are destroyed.
Yeah.
And as
yes,
far as
to
the as far as the intake, many of these animals that they're counting, they're being moved from animal control to animal control, and they're being counted numerous times.
Judy, you're on with Diane, by the way.
Oh, okay. Well, I can tell you that the opposition is misrepresenting the Department of Health's numbers, and I'll tell you how they're doing it, and I'll try to be very, you know, explanatory here because it's a little convoluted, but what happens is there's a law, it's a health and safety regulation that says that animal control shelters that are contracted by the city and county have to report to our state veterinarian, the Department of Health, for rabies control. We have 61 local health jurisdictions in the state of California. There's 58 counties, but there's 61 local health jurisdictions. Now, in the beginning, these local health jurisdictions used to report, like in 10 years ago, 95, there was 58 reporting. And then through the years, it was like, oh, there's 51. And then as 2005, there was only 44 local health jurisdictions reporting. So what we did and what the opposition has done is they've taken these numbers and they've shown this reduction over time, which is a false representation of the numbers, that these numbers have dropped. Well, it's an artificial drop because those local health jurisdictions weren't reporting. So when I first got this data from Dr. Sun, I said, Dr. Sun, I said, you know, I need to be able to report for the 61 local health jurisdictions. I said, would it be okay to take these numbers and extrapolate from the 44 to the 61? And he says, well, you can do that. He says, but those are going to be very low numbers. It's going to be conservative. And I said, okay, well, I'd rather err on the side of conservative than being bloated and too much, you know. So what we did is we went from 44 health jurisdictions in 2005, and we extrapolated to 61. Those numbers came to 841,000 total intake, and then for killed 400 and I think it was 32,000.
What so, about being counted twice?
Okay, now wait. Let me just explain.
Well, we only got 30 seconds.
Oh, shoot. Okay, so we went back to 2005, and we start calling all those people that didn't report. And what we found with the extrapolation is he was right. When we got in more of these numbers, what we showed is the numbers went up, and we killed over 450,000. And as far as those transfer numbers, she's right. There are numbers that are transferred, but those numbers are not. We are not counting the animals twice. But I do
right,
know what she's talking about.
Thank you, Diane, and thank you, Judy, and I'm sorry for all the others that I couldn't get to. Obviously, it is a hotly contested issue here in the state. Again, I am an animal lover. I just say you can't legislate personal responsibility, but you should spay and neuter your pet. All right, coming up next, some news stories from the week, including a creationist museum. When you put